For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone. Very excited you're tuning in. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're at work. You're at your kitchen sink. I love the comments we're receiving. I so appreciate them. I don't take them for granted. I'm glad we're helping. We love it. We love bringing the broadcast to you. And I think one of my most endearing moments so far from a radio listener was when we did a, goodness, the months are going so fast. We were at one of our Presbyterian, we meet at the Presbyterian church on right here in Metairie. And precious girl, maybe she's listening right now. And she stays at home and watches her dad who's fighting dementia. And she said, you know, Ann, I've been here for 5 years watching my dad, but I tune in on the radio. And she said she hadn't been out of the house because of her dad. But what a blessing. She heard that we were meeting over there, and she said she thought I just have to go. And she came, and we met her, and she's delightful. And I hope she's listening this morning. We say good morning to you especially. Hope you're doing all right with your dad, and hope everything's going well. It's the benefits of radio, my brethren. And when you support radio, man, when you support anyone on radio, these are seeds going out, bringing life to people, life to souls. So thank you for all of you who have supported us. By the way, if you ever want to continue, hope you do, please go to the website, write to me. We would love it. We will graciously receive it and use it for the kingdom. But we're talking about these trees planted by the river and how to bear fruit and what the definition of fruit is. And Jeremiah 17 and verse 7, blessed are you if you trust in God, your confidence is in him. Verse 8, you'll be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots. I'm going to give you the definition of rooted today, by the stream. Won't fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. I want to really deal with the fruit tomorrow. But right now, rooted in the Greek, to cause to strike root, to strengthen with roots, to render firm, to fix, establish. Cause a person or a thing, listen to this, to be thoroughly grounded. That's what rooted does. That's what roots do. They cause a person to be thoroughly grounded. Are you rooted, my brethren? What are you rooted in? Are your roots shallow? To be grounded means to lay the foundation, resting on and in Christ, to found, to make stable, to establish. Look at these scriptures, Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being, here we go, rooted and grounded in love. How are your roots? Are they shallow? Are you rooted in Christ? Right? Are you rooted in God's love? Are you grounded, laying the foundation, stable, established? Look at Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up. To finish, that means to finish the structure of which the foundation has already been laid, to give constant increase in Christian knowledge and in a life conformed thereto in him. That's amplified, bringing out Colossians 2:7, that we're rooted and built up. Establish, to make firm, establish, confirm, make sure in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And so Paul is saying, man, I want you rooted. I want you built up in God and established. I want you firm. I want you to make sure in the faith as you've been taught. See, rooted. What are you rooted in? It's very important, my brethren. Again, in the Greek, rooted, being thoroughly grounded, render firm, fixed, established in the faith. Thank you for joining me. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.